Take a vacation from your bills, pay off credit cards, and save thousands of dollars after a simple phone call to Golden Oak Lending. Visit goldenoaklending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I know we're starting the 3 o'clock hour a little bit late here, but I'm having fun because Crowder's on our video monitor, but he hasn't put his headphones on, so he can't hear that we've started the segment. He's staring right at the computer, but he's obviously on a different page other than, right. Everybody give Crowder the finger. We're all giving him the finger on our video screens, but he can't see it because he's not watching the video feed. And he doesn't know that we're on the air. He doesn't know, like, he's deep in thought on the computer. He's looking at like an Excel spreadsheet or something. He's eating mozzarella sticks or something. Now he got his headphone in. Yeah, we were starting to say, we tried to wave you down, but you were too intent on whatever you were looking at. What were you looking at? Contracts, banking accounts? What were you looking at?
It was some banking approvals to try to get some direct deposits, and I'm eating sausage links.
Is that what the old 3 o'clock sausage link snack?
Little sausage link.
Oh, who gnaws on a sausage link at 3 p.m? Like, what is going on there? What?
Where you get a little mustard, a little sausage link.
That's what's happening there. You have a little Tupperware. And you have, it's mm-hmm. like a little container thing that's got two separate areas, like for a kid. You've put mustard in one little section.
On one side.
And the other side, you just cooked up some sausage links?
Yeah, I got, because Publix has spicy, mild, and they have this new thing, like chicken feta.
You know that They're you don't delicious. Have to buy everything at Publix. Like, you can only get things that you deem worthy of bringing home. So you saw those at Publix and you said to yourself, you know, probably about 3 o'clock, I'll be interested in a little snack. Wouldn't it be great to have some sausage links?
I don't understand. You think snacks need to be Cheez-Its and all this weird stuff. No.
Yeah.
What was it? Last week, I was eating hamburger patty.
Hamburger patty.
This week, sausage.
Hamburger patty.
Yeah. I'm on the caveman diet. I eat only meat vegetables. So, you know what? I'll tell you this. A Cheez-It, a Lay's, that's not meat and vegetables. That's processed crap. I eat meat and vegetables. I'm a man.
To me, a snack, the only thing that's a snack in the meat category should be jerky, beef jerky. Otherwise, if it's meat, it's not a snack. You don't snack on meat. You snack on snack items. If you don't want, something processed, have some nuts, have some raisins, have some edamame. I like to snack on edamame. But to sit there,
black people don't eat raisins. Black people don't like raisins.
Oh, that's not true. Mm-hmm. I disagree with that wholeheartedly.
Sausage link.
So how many links did you cook up for yourself? How did you cook them?
Three. Well, if you really want to get into the nuts and bolts of the Crowder house, on the weekend I barbecue for like 6 hours, and I'll make a big thing. I'll make like 25 sausage links, and then we put them in the refrigerator. And so as the kids come home from school and things, they don't have to eat Cheez-Its or grab a yogurt. They can have a good, wholesome, nutritious meal before practice.
I'm raising winners. You know what's in sausage?
In a chicken feta sausage? You know what? Yeah. It's chicken and feta.
Yeah, it's chicken and feathers. That's what it is. You misread the package. It ain't feta.
Hey, Hawk.
Feathers.
High achievers don't get along with mediocre people.
Don't try this nonsense on me. Keep it for your kids. Keep it for your kids. And by the way, your kids absolutely hate you if you're feeding them a feta flavored anything, because kids don't like feta.
Chicken feta kale sausage link. Mustard? What?
Bro, you're eating sausage links out of a Tupperware at 3 o'clock. Who are you, Ronnie Coleman, preparing for Mr. Olympia? Like, your kids are what, trying to meet their protein goals? Both your feet are broken. Like, what are you doing?
You'd be better off using those sausage links as like splints for your ankles.
had he put some of those sausage links in his shoes, Hawk, he would have had it easier.
Maybe you wouldn't have fallen so hard.
So you're telling me Ava goes to basketball practice. She ate some chicken feta kale sausage link, and one of her opponents have eaten Cheez-Its. Who's going to win that battle?
Oh, who's going to be happier? Who's going to be a happier child?
It's not like Hawk. It's a great point. I'm glad you brought it up. Life's not about happy. It's about achievement.
Nope. It's about happiness. That's where you have it wrong.
No, happiness. Happiness gets you under a bridge.
Nope, that's
you'll live under a bridge and be happy.
That's where you have it wrong. Well, enjoy your sausage link. We're going to do some cat talk. You have any cat talk, Solana? Sausage links. Person, he goes to see the podiatrist. They're like, so what are you doing for your feet now that you're, I'm eating sausage links every day at 3. What?
That's my rehab.
You sure you didn't hit your head? You know your feet are bad. Did you bang your head? You're eating sausage links?
Sausage link. You Delaware Chicken Farm got some fire sausage links.
I happen to like sausage links. I'm a big fan of sausage. I'm not gnawing on one at 3 in the afternoon, though.
Delaware got some fire. Turkey, chicken, and pork sausage link. Y'all are sausage link haters. Y'all want to soak and shake. Why can't you sausage link?
You know who's going to soak and shake tonight? The Florida Panthers in Boston, baby. Get ready, Boston. Cat Talk is sponsored by Hollywood Kia. Get the star treatment when you go to Hollywood Kia. They're the number one Kia dealer in all Florida. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia and shop online at HollywoodKia.com. Bobrovsky's in net tonight in Boston per Coach Paul Maurice. We did get our first look at Brad Marchand on the ice in Cats gear, practice gear. He was doing early morning skate. He's not going to play tonight, but there was this post by Sam Bennett. It's a picture of Bennett and Marchand together in practice gear. And he posted on his Instagram and he wrote, couple scumbags.
Yeah, it's really badass. They embrace that.
Everything happening right now, the fact that they're in Boston is just phenomenal. So go Cats tonight.
It's great. It's great. Very excited about when he's able to be out there on the ice. Couple texts coming in regarding your sausage. Remember when Crowder was a vegetarian? Now he's eating sausage links for a snack. Somebody else texts in. Any doctor will tell you sausages are one of the most unhealthy foods ever. Someone else texts in. Teeth don't fall out from eating healthy.
Chicken feta kale? Come on, that's, boy, those are ingredients for life.
No wonder Crowder couldn't cover a tight end running around with sausages in his belly.
People don't like sausage links.
No, people love sausage.
That's crazy.
Drinks. Not at 3 o'clock at work. like that. It's like,
why did
it's
y'all
just
put...
it's the idea. I mean, what we do, this is our job. So someone at the Gap is standing behind the counter right now as some people are shopping at Town Center Mall. It would be equivalent to that person pulling out a Tupperware and just gnawing on some sausage because they wanted a snack. It's not a snack. What? Saltines, a couple of saltines.
Saltines. I just don't know.
Am I dating myself with saltines are a good snack?
Y'all put, why do you put time frames on food? Like you get on me, I'm not allowed to eat Alfredo at lunch. It's delicious. I'm not allowed to
eat. Yeah, Alfredo sauce is not a lunch sauce. They literally, hibachi is not. We'll ask Aranda in the next segment because we've had these conversations with them before.
So open up the time frame that a sausage link is acceptable for me because it doesn't make sense.
So sausage links really for me are a breakfast item, and I would go 5 a.m., to 11 a.m. tops. The weekend, I'll give you till brunch. I'll go 2:30 on the weekend, a sausage link. But never at work. If you have breakfast at work, you never can have a sausage link as long as you live.
You can't eat a sausage link?
No. If you're at work, breakfast should consist of a donut and coffee, maybe a bagel, but never a sausage link.
That continental breakfast crap, I'm not a fan.
Or maybe if you're at work, you get one of those cups that have like a scrambled egg in it. You know, you add some water, you put it in the microwave. And so maybe it has some sausage in it. It's like one of those cups with eggs and sausage or whatever. But that's about it. But honestly, in the afternoon at work, like if you're... you're a bank teller, you should not have sausages in a little Tupperware container that you're snacking on.
And sausages are delicious, bro.
Man. Oh.
Imagine what his home studio smells like, right? Like it just is weird, man.
But he goes through these phases. So now he's in this phase where he's grilling 50 pounds of meat on the weekend, and you just know miserable Ava and little Chan have to be coming home from school because they know daddy's in a big grilling meat mode. So now we have to pretend that we want to snack on 6 sausages while the friend down the street's getting zingers and tasty cakes.
We were at the trampoline place the other day. They were like, "Hey, let's get some pizza. We got food at the house. We got plenty of meat at the house." Oh, we want pizza. We got meat at the house.
Poor kid.
I just made some wings.
He's in a meat mode. In a meat mode, the kids were not allowed to go. They couldn't even say meat. Now he's in a meat mode. And he's Crowder's probably on the trampoline at that trampoline park, and sausages are spilling out of his pockets every time he jumps up and down on the trampoline. Younger kids are tripping on the sausages because they're rolling all over the trampoline. Mass hysteria.
Hey, you got to go link. I'm not a sausage patty guy.
I like a sausage patty. I do like a sausage patty.
You like a patty? I don't like
the McDonald's sausage patty is unparalleled.
Those are good.
Jimmy, the McDonald's sausage patty. And let me tell you something. Back in the 70s, when they'd serve the sausage patty on a styrofoam plate, you never had a better food in your life. I almost cursed. I was so excited thinking about the sausage patty on styrofoam.
Link is a superior sausage delivery system.
I like the links because you can make the pigs in a blanket. I've always maintained pigs in a blanket are actually sausage links wrapped in pancakes. A lot of people consider pigs in a blanket to be the mini hot dog wrapped in a crescent roll, but the actual pigs in a blanket, which you can get at like IHOP, are sausage links in a pancake, and those are fire, no doubt.
Yeah, they're delicious. Should I get some syrup for this link?
Oh, that'd be pretty good. Sausage and syrup. I put syrup on sausage and bacon, man. I am like elf.
Syrup. I don't know if anybody got that joke, but I got it. That's a good movie.
At the headlines with Solana because Aronde is going to join us in a sec. So headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
Everybody got that joke because everybody loves Will Ferrell, except for you. And I don't know what's going to end up being more disgusting, this era of sausage link Crowder during shows or wheel of Parmesan cheese in between segments Channing Crowder, because that's what he's been doing. Like, he would go to the kitchen, cut himself just like cheeses. He had charcuterie boards throughout the show. And
really? Yeah. I don't recall that era.
Yeah. You know, well, for the past couple of months, Crowder's just been, I don't know if you've noticed.
Like, you're doing cheese and meat? You're doing cheese and meat. So you're on the Atkins diet.
Yeah, like, and Atkins, you know what? You got to get into ketosis. I'm in ketosis right now.
I hope OG's listening because it's going to be a
great guy segment. Loves a Netflix special. It's unbelievable.
Y'all are hating because I'm in ketosis and y'all aren't in ketosis. Yeah. You see, I'm glowing.
I'm telling you, he's the final boss of food fads on TikTok. I've been saying this for years.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, don't
wait
till
he gets to the soaking and shaking phase on whatever he's watching, because we're gonna have quite a video feed, man.
Listen, A's are gonna be so hot if I start soaking and shaking.
Holy mackerel, sausages!
Yeah, y'all are hating on my ketosis.
You are much closer to cirrhosis than you are ketosis.
I'm in ketosis right now. I feel it. My feet are tingling.
Who's eaten more sausage links over the past month? Channing Crowder, as he endeavors to hit ketosis, or Tua Tagovailoa, who might be 100 pounds over training camp weight?
I don't know, Coach. I was listening to some radio show. They were talking about sausage and cheese. Said it was very healthy.
Crowder, Tua, and Zion all have the same algorithm. That is,
Zion never hit ketosis, guaranteed.
Zach Wilson is the Dolphins' new backup quarterback. They signed him for $6 million, fully guaranteed. The Dolphins have signed four players thus far, unless I'm missing something over the past 25 minutes. The Heat lost again yesterday. They blew another lead. The Panthers are in Boston tonight. They're in Toronto on Thursday, so a couple of important games on the next couple days for the Florida Panthers. And Inter-Miami plays later this week. Those are your local headlines. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Gorgeous afternoon in South Florida. A little chilly tonight. That is your weather.
All right, we will talk some Dolphins, some football with Aronde Gadsden in the next segment, so don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Is the hamburger and the hot dog, are they friends or are they competition?
Hawk and Crowder.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Aronde Gadsden is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Aronde was an NFL receiver for many years. If all goes well, his son, Aronde the second, will be an NFL receiver as well after the draft in April. But we've got other stuff to talk about. Everyone just keep their fingers crossed that it all goes well. Did he have a good combine, OG?
He did everything, but run the 40 and do the long jump. So he has that to do on his pro day, which is Monday, and then we'll see what happens after that.
Did he get like any kind of vibe for? I don't want you to give away any info on the radio, but did he get any?
Oh,
vibe?
No. I mean, you know, they talked to all the teams. Same conversations he had when he was at the Shrine Bowl. So nothing really different. You know, they. I guess, you know, this is when they get into the bunker and figure things out. You know, you just hear a lot of writers and everybody talking. But like his agent told me, the writers don't got picks. So we'll see what happens after that.
OG, do you feel like, actually, we were talking about it last week we were on, and you were saying you headed up there. And, bro, them people will interrogate the hell out of you. They're interrogating the kids, but now, like, people know that's your son. Do they try to get any info from you about Lil OG?
They try. You know, they talk to me about all type of stuff, but I'm kind of savvy when I'm talking to them. You know, I get away real quickly. You know, I always have something to do. Bam! I gotta go. You gotta get out of there. Oh, Jimmy Butler got a triple double. I gotta go. All rock out.
That's a good MO. Always have that in your arsenal. I got something to do.
Yeah. You don't know what they're looking for. You don't know what information they're looking for. You don't know what can help, can hurt. So kind of let it go on its own merit. You know. Everybody wants you to judge them on the football, but that's the tough part. You know what I mean? You do see the players that do well in the combine, but then you look at their stats, and they don't have good football stats. And so, you know, Aronde kind of has both and can do both, but we wanted to be on his football merit. But we know sometimes it's not always that way. So we try to figure it out. And, you know, after this pro day Monday, we'll sit tight, see what happens.
The funniest thing is I told the story before on the show when they do the cattle call and all the linebackers walked up on the stage with draws on.
Right.
I'm going to break something to you, OG. I'm not the most physically, you know, attractive body for the NFL. You know, I really don't have muscles like that. I'm more of a player.
I agree. I'm sort of the same kind of guy.
Yeah, OG, we're very similar. Like, we ain't getting in no muscle building competition.
Right, right.
After, like, I kind of went up there and I was goofing around when they did the height and weight, and I walked off stage, and Jim Bates, who was with the Dolphins, who actually filled in for Wanstead when they let him go, I walked to the stands of the coaches, and he leaned over to me and said, "Turn the film on. You better than all them dudes." And I said, "Appreciate you, coach." So, yeah,
wow. So you went on a blind date and the person told you you had a nice personality.
Right. At least you can cook. You can cook real good.
Hey, I was an All-American, but I didn't look like an All-American. I just looked like a dude that worked at Wendy's.
And that's what I'm saying. That's the whole thing. Now, Aranda is different. He probably looks the part more than me. Oh. But me, I was like, whoa, I am what you get. That's it. I can't tell you nothing else, you know. And you know, sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. You know, the key thing that I keep telling.
Oh, sounds like we lost Aranda there. Because remember what Deion Jordan looked like?
Huck, what they call Udonis, whatever, Adonis.
Adonis, yeah.
Huck, remember Robert McCoon, the linebacker?
Nah.
He played for the Dolphins. He was like in the military. He was, I'm talking about 8-pack, big, huge muscles. His ears started his shoulders. And I'm standing next to him. And I'm like, man, this dude making me look terrible. Like, I'm a big guy, but I'm not shaped like him.
Deion Jordan. And that's when Deion Jordan looked like he was sculpted.
Huh. And that's what Jim Bates honestly leaned over the crowd and said, "Hey, Crowder, just turn the film on, bro. You good." And then, you know, that's why I got drafted.
Go ahead, Rondé. We cut you off there.
Yeah, it's a little intimidating when you do get in those type of situations. Because when we come, you know, the test they always give you when you get back from training camp, and like you got to do them 110s, and you know you got to do 16 of them, and like you know what I'm saying, you never want to be the guy everybody's cheering for to make it. Come on, let's go, you got this, and people running with you, trying to get you over this goal line before the time, and I'm like, I'm not going to be that guy, but, you know, look at the guys I got Yetiel Green, I got Tony Martin, I got Lamar Thomas, you know, these dudes running, they running, like, they're supposed to get through in 17 seconds, you know, I'm barely making the 17.1, they tying their shoe and going back the other way, so the last one, I'm like, I'm going to strike out, I'm going to jump the gun. They still pass me and by the 50-yard line, everybody on the sideline. Come on, OG, you can make it. You can make it. 14, 15. You know, I got to dive by the line to make it so I don't have to run tomorrow when practice starts. You know, and instead of the Bill Bates thing, Jimmy walk over. I'm on the ground. I'm hyperventilating. I barely can breathe. He was like, "Well, I hope you play football better than you run this 110." So I'm like, I wanted to say, "You just wait," but I couldn't.
You couldn't even muster up the words.
I couldn't even muster up the words to say.
All right, Rondé, we're going to run out of time. I want to ask you, so the Dolphins, they have an agreement with Zach Wilson to be the backup quarterback for Tua next season. I have maintained for the longest that the most important signing this offseason was the backup quarterback. I don't think anyone else gave it the importance that I did. I don't think they nailed it. For me, Zach Wilson is kind of a ho-hum. It didn't give me – I was really looking for, like – I didn't mind the thought of overpaying – because to me, the backup's so important. Like, go overpay for Jameis Winston. We were talking today about Gardner Minshew, a guy who's just going to zing it around there. I don't know. Right. What do you think of Zach Wilson? Does it move the needle for you at all?
I don't think so. I mean, you know, because of the people we have in our division, for the people we have in our conference, I mean, you know, you have to have somebody. The two guys you talked about are, you know, and are winners. They proven winners, and that's what you don't mind overpaying for. Not saying that Zach Wilson can't win games and didn't win games, because he did and did a good job. But I agree with you. I agree that we should have overpaid for one of those guys like that, or somebody who, you know, was already a proven winner, starter in the league that won games. I don't think, and like I said last year, 2 years ago, I think the bigger guy should have took less money to get somebody like, you know, Tua should have been in that decision-making room when they said, hey, what you think about Zach Wilson? You know, like you got to kind of level about what the other teams are doing. New England making some moves. They're trying to, you know, get better. Obviously, Buffalo is already there because of their quarterback. But, you know, we have to stay at least ahead of the curve. And I don't think Zach Wilson puts us ahead of the curve when and if Tua has to go out. And so I agree with you. I don't think we nailed it on the backup quarterback. Are we still keeping Huntley? Huntley and Zach Wilson maybe combined can get us.
I hadn't even thought of that, but yeah, I guess they'll keep three at some point.
So we're not drafting anybody. So you know, listen, if Tua, what he averages, you know, four games a year that he's out, you know, if we can get out that 3-1 or 2-2, you know, I guess we'll be okay. But, you know, it doesn't move the needle. I don't think we say, oh, we signed Zach Wilson, we good to go now. So I agree with you totally. I don't think we we hit a home run with that.
And OG, something, Solana, correct me if I'm wrong, but you read the numbers where we're locked into Tua through 2026 right now, OG. We can get more money this year if we push the – it's really kicking the can down the road. We're going to give him more money, but now we're locked into him through 2028. Would you extend Tua's contract further to have money now?
You know, that's up to, you know, I guess Chris to say he's all in right now. You know, you have to find out if that's the key. Is the coach going to be there that long? I just think McDaniel and Tua are so locked in at this point because of the situation, how we see the game is played when Tua isn't there. You have to say if McDaniel's there, he has to make that decision, because obviously to me, my opinion, when Tua's out, we just can't call plays. The plays don't work. And so he should have been really instrumental in making the pick for the backup, because that's what happens when Tua goes out. He's still calling the plays and seems to call the same plays. So he ought to get a quarterback similar to Tua that could do the same thing. But, you know, I mean, the attributes of Tua don't match the attributes of Zach Wilson. Like, they totally different. If you got a, you know, like, remember Chase Daniels was the consummate backup quarterback? He was making like $20 million being a backup and never played. But we knew he was accurate. He was cerebral. He can come in. You know, Zach Wilson seems to be like a wild cannon, you know, going to make it happen. But, you know, how he makes it happen is going to be a little different. Like, accuracy is what we need for these plays that McDaniel is calling, and Zach Wilson just hasn't seemed to be the most accurate quarterback. So if we're going to get more money now, we have to be ready to, you know, at least win the AFC East. And I don't know if we're there, especially if we going, you know, not sign Holland and not sign all the players that we supposed to have signed, you know. So, I would, you know, say, it's a tough question.
Bottom line now, OG, is you're coming back with Tua, and you got Tyreek and Jalen Waddle, and you've got Devon Achane and Jalen Wright. You no longer have Raheem Mostert. So really, right, the offense now is all predicated on, can you protect your quarterback, right? It's all now onto the offensive line.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. Like, if we all in on Tua, we should have been all in like the Bears on this offensive line situation. They signing dudes on the line, like Tooney and the other big tackle and the guard.
Money.
Like,
that's the money. They got a couple of linemen, didn't they? So
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they have. They signed a guard and a tackle.
Yeah, they signed dudes though, like good dudes. Like that's what we should be doing. Like if you say, hey, we need more money, we need to get the money from Tua, and we're gonna sign four new linemen. But we probably gonna resign what's this dude from Notre Dame that we drafted?
Liam Eichenberg.
Him.
Right? Oh goodness gracious!
That's what I'm saying. So I don't mind. Listen, I stand by what I say. I like it better when we sign the people we drafted because they're developing the system. But you know, if that's what we're going with, that's what we're going with. So I mean, it's got to be where you're spending the money. You're just not going to get the money from Tua and go out and get a good linebacker. I mean, you know, we may need them, but I'd rather spend the money on the line because, got to get a new left tackle now. Did we sign a new left tackle? We just asked the guy to take a pay cut who plays only 12 of the 18 games every year. I mean, it's just, it is what it is. So if we were taking the money from Tua, I would expect us to use it on the O line.
Oh, D, have you ever been into ketosis?
I've been in ketosis, I think, between the hours of 2 a.m. and 6 a.m. I'm usually in ketosis. I'd be ketosis.
I'm in ketosis. I'm in ketosis right now. These dudes giving me a hard time.
You haven't been eating? You haven't been eating? You've been you extended your intermittent fasting? That's what you've been doing?
No one knows what he's doing. He doesn't know what he's doing, and I'm pretty sure he means he's in cirrhosis, not ketosis.
Liver. You're in ketosis of the liver. Yes, ketosis of the liver. Yeah.
I haven't eaten last night since about 9:30, didn't eat all morning, and then about 3 o'clock today, I ate a sausage link. And my body has to be ketosing right now. I feel it.
Would you eat exactly? No, the sausage link got a time. They got a time stamp. You can't eat a sausage link after 12:15.
Thank you. That's what I said. You can't eat a sausage link at 3 in the afternoon. Tell them, OG.
You a grown-ass man walking around with a sausage link at 3:30? Boy, what's wrong
with
you?
That's what I'm saying.
I agree with you. Let me go back on my first comment. You might be ketosin. If you think you eat the sausage link at 3:30. You ketosin of the mind, bro. What are you doing? Like you either Roger Wood or Garcia or Earl Campbell. You can't eat a sausage link after 12:15 and you're not at somebody's brunch.
Right.
At the Satai. Have you had the Satai eating brunch at 12? Okay.
At the Satai, maybe from 2 to 3 o'clock on a Saturday or Sunday at the Satai.
With unloaded lemonade mimosa.
A grown man eating a sausage link at 3 in the afternoon. You got to call the authorities.
y'all don't respect ketosis.
No, you can't. And you got it out of Tupperware? Did you reheat it at least? Did you put it in the napkin and roll it up and sit it on 37 seconds?
Yeah. And OG, you know what I do? I wet my paper towel so that it gets some moisture in my sausage.
You gotta wet it. You gotta wet it. But a Garcia, a Roger Wood, a Earl Campbell. Those are the kinds of sausages you eat after 12:15. Like you're dead wrong for a sausage link because the little wrapping around the sausage link get a little funny looking after 12:15.
Right,
you cooked it this morning
because that's like if it's still left at 3 o'clock.
So the sausage link may be ketosin.
Sausage link is in its prime at about 8:30 in the morning. So when you get to 3 in the afternoon, the sausage link has seen better days. Black people like raisins. Crowder says no.
Mm-mm. You know what? But sometimes I like them in my oatmeal raisin cookie, but they usually gang up on you. You never can get one. You got to get like seven. I don't want seven at a time in my bite. I just want like one. You know what I'm saying? Like raisins, they gang up on you. They don't never be just one.
You would just snack on a bag of raisins?
The little box, the little red box with the raisins, absolutely not. I would not. See, maybe you put them in your potato salad or something. But we do not. Us African Americans don't put raisins in there. No. Oatmeal or oatmeal cookies is as far as raisins go. Unless you're a fruitcake guy doing Christmas. Other than that, raisins.
Everything goes in the fruitcake. Nobody likes those.
Don't eat no fruitcake either.
Nobody likes those. All right,
my grandma fruitcake could get me out of
ketosis, 100%. There'll be all type of sugar. You'll be freaking out. You'll be running around crazy.
Fruitcake can get me out of my ketosis, OG.
I applaud you for not eating. It's Lent, so I've given up carbs and liquor, so I'm struggling myself, but I'm not in ketosis.
Stop it, really? For 40 days? Yeah,
40 days.
Wow.
I don't know whether Lent ends on Good Friday or Sunday. Sometimes I'm confused. I probably shouldn't be asking you. I probably was going to
say, Crowder, that one's for you.
Not for you. My bad.
I was impressed that I knew it was 40 days.
Yeah.
Yeah, OG.
All right, man. See y'all.
Gave up squirrel meat.
Oh, good for you. That'll be tough to keep. Yeah. 4 o'clock hour is coming up. Don't go anywhere. We got to give away the buckets and bets tickets as well today. We haven't done that yet either. We'll get some headlines. We'll get it all back on track in the 4 o'clock hour.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Everything's better with bacon.
Hawk and Crowder.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you 4 free 5G phones and 4 lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well-qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.